Ion, you guys, he spells guys, G-U-Y dot, or apostrophe S, that's singular, but he means plural, I guess, or Ion, maybe he means Ion. Ion, you guys are spoiling the show. Making fun of other people is not cool or realistic in spirit world. It's better to laugh with people instead of at people. What message are you giving to those listeners who are not wise enough to know the difference? Why add to the confusion? You are supposed to clarify life. What are you hoping to achieve? Now, Ion, there's so many assumptions here. Have at them, Ion.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, this is great, Ion. We could go to the woo-woo portion of our program now.
Okay.
And we could go and lay prostrate across a nice bed with a dressing gown, something silk. And we could spout off all of Thoreau and all the platitudes and how wonderful heaven must be and how you shouldn't have any problems and your spirit is here to soothe and calm you into a calm, complacent world of reality that's so delicious that it just makes you want to throw up because that's not where you are. Where you are is in the dirty here and now. You don't need or count on non-physical to tell you how wonderful the eternalness of your spirit man is. It already knows. What you're asking about and what you're coming from the dynamic of is bringing the folks of where they are, with hemorrhoids or without, and be able to engage that and have conversation to have them the ability or provide the contrast sometimes that allow them to think about things in a different way. And if that's through levity, then that's always fun. So it beats the hound out of crying yourself to sleep, we can assure you. So if you're spirit man, which is separate from non-physical, by the way, in your enlightened state of knowing, then there's no topical conversation that can't be engaged from the full Monty. And yes, we'll have to call Bob down. He misbehaves from that time to time. But see, here's the problem. He's a perfect human physical creator. And in his world, he is the master of his universe. They made movies about that, you see. He's the master of his universe. And so when you get to the point where if you spend all your day, every day, understanding your power and your knowing, then you don't give any regard to anyone else because you don't have any practical application in anyone else's world anyway. And since you are an ascended being and know that, then, of course, that would give the difference between those that get levity and those that don't. But we don't mean to offend anyone, and anyone that we've personally offended, we will tell them. They can call us. We will talk to them. We will love them through that whole process. And we may remind them once again just how silly their sensitivity is based. Their non-physical doesn't care. Their non-physical doesn't care.
Naz, call in if you'd like.
What'd you say?
I know I asked Naz, who's the gentleman that wrote the question.
Yeah.
Feel free to call in right now if you'd like.
It's okay. But now, you're talking about sense and sensibility. Now, if you're talking about that from a prescription, great. But you've got to understand the symptoms before you start writing prescriptions. So if the script is the answer or what you're having issue or problem with, then it may just come to a place where you don't need the prescription, meaning you don't need the script to solve the problem. It may just have a conversation to make you think about it a different way, and then you're non-physical and go, yes, see, I told you. And then you kind of go, well, that is kind of funny when you really think about it. Like, gosh, that's an odd way of going about it, but I do sort of get it, or I feel differently about it now than I did, and it's not personal. The only time it's personal is when you haven't come into your power as a creator. And if that's the case, you better just leave this alone anyway, because it'll be over soon anyhow, so it's okay with us.
Yes, and in a lot of private sessions, Ion talks about you want to get to the place where your feelings are not hurt. Where
unhurtable,
and that allows you to. I think that's part of lifting your head up above the labyrinth, in the labyrinth of your mind, so you can see the general view and see that you're an individual, you're dynamic, you're independent, and your feelings are unhurtable.
The new grand view. The new grand view.
What we are trying to achieve here has nothing to do with individual human creators and how they think about it. That's what we're trying to achieve.